Welcome to Nintendo Seconds. I'm LP Tiger, and it's Friday 5-1-1 2018, and here's the 4-1-1 on this episode of The Daily. Nicalis is hogging the spotlight this week as they've been announcing new characters of their upcoming fighting game, Blade Strangers. Their newest character is the most surprising and is none other than Shovel Knight. This currently puts their roster at 14 characters. Looks like they're going to beat Smash Brothers to the punch, if it was ever even in the cards. My guess is they have at least two more characters to announce to put the amount at an even 16 characters. If you're into fighting games, look forward to this one. And Nicalis has also unveiled a brand new game coming to the Switch called Crystal Crisis. If you're familiar with Puzzle Fighter from Capcom, well, that's exactly what this game is. You'll find characters to choose from your usual Nicalis crew, and also some special guests like Johnny Turbo and Astro Boy. You can find more on Crystal Crisis and Blade Strangers by checking Nicalis' blog at blog.nicalis.com. Nicalis is spelled N-I-C-A-L-I-S. Looks like the Banner Saga has finally received an official release date just in time for the summer. It'll be released on the Switch on May 17th. If you don't know about the game, it's a fantasy tactical RPG where your choices determine your personal outcome. These choices stay with you in the sequels of the series as well. We don't have word on Banner Saga 2, but the Banner Saga 3 is set to release on July 24th. My guess is that the second version will release in June. Only makes sense, right? So in the US, we have the Nindies Showcase. But in Japan, they have just started their own series to focus on indies. It's called Indie World, and their premiere video was just unveiled today showing off 20 different indie games. If you're curious to see the video, just Google Indie World Nintendo. Sales of the Nintendo Switch doesn't only benefit Nintendo. Nvidia has recently given credit to the Switch for their increased business revenue from the Tegra processor. The Switch uses a customized version of the Nvidia Tegra X1 chip. With that said, I wonder if there's a possible upgrade to come in the future. Just some random speculation. And finally, don't forget about the Splatfest taking place tomorrow on Splatoon 2, which is the battle between Mikey and Donnie, or Mike and Don, or, for you old schoolers, Michelangelo and Donatello. Raph was the winner of last week's Splatfest, so whoever wins this one will face Raph in the final Splatfest next week to determine the best turtle of them all. And that's all for today. Shout out to those who've recently favorited this podcast. Two Trippy Dudes, Curta Ideas, Scruce, Matt Kaiser, Austin, Joseph Rooks, and Truth and Testimony. Thank you so much for your support. Also, if you have any feedback to share, please feel free, as always, to send me a voice message on the Anchor app or send me a tweety tweet on Twitter at LP Tiger, LPTYGER. Have a great weekend, and thanks for listening to Nintendo Seconds, putting Nintendo first.